Asking the right questions may often lead to the best answers. Hoy! Kamusta ka na? Let's have fun finding out more about ourselves by exploring the power of our words and thoughts and how they shape our reality. We will be focusing on the things that we can control and manage the things that we can't. Tara! Let's start believing more in ourselves. Welcome to this episode of Self-Talk with me, Ken Somera. Oy, kamusta? Welcome to episode number 5 and ang topic natin for today is influence. Ang sarap isipin ito eh. Kung matututunan natin or mas maiintindihan natin yung mga bagay or mga tao na nakaka-influence ng choices natin or decisions natin, may mga bagay din na nakakapag-influence ng mood natin. And ang goal natin ngayong session na to is to understand kung ano-ano yung mga yon. So first, let's talk about environment and how important it is. Sabi nga nila, birds of the same feather flock together. And it has been one important thing na palagi natin nakikita sa mga quotes, na sinasabi ng mga coaches and mga mentors, that you have to surround yourself with people that align with you. Same goal, same mission. Yan yung, I think, post ko sa sarili ko sa Facebook na isang araw. But yeah, very, very important to eh. So, with this in mind, ask yourself this question. I want you to be more aware of this. Sino ba yung mga tao na palagi mong kasama? And I want to also inject the importance of like having a community that's already in the direction that you want to go. Like, for example, you want to be a good social media marketer. Right? Ngayon, maghahanap ka ng community na meron ng magagaling. So that yung tinuturo natin dito, it's what we call modeling, you know who to model. Meron kang guidelines. Kasi again, if you look at it, there are people that have already done what you wanted to be. Right? So, ginawa na nila eh. May footsteps na eh. All you need to do is to get to understand what work did they do to get to where they are right now. And if you're willing to do the work to get to that point. Tingnan natin ha, influence. Sino ba yung mga tao nakaka-influence sa'yo? I think one workshop that I did before, this is the question that I asked. Define a leader. Sabi nila, a leader is yan, charismatic. Meron yan influence, meron yan may mga taong sumusunod sa kanya. Okay. So if you were to list down like 2 to 3 leaders you could listen to, adore, or follow, sino-sino yung mga yon? Now, the importance of this question is if you could highlight or enumerate a top leader for you, check why, bakit siya? Right? And how is this person influencing you in a way? Because you got influenced. Right? So, balik tayo dito sa topic natin ng influence. Maliban dun sa modeling, which is very, very important, look for people. Again, let me reiterate, look for people that are already there. Yung kung ano man yung goal mo, tingnan mo, may mga tao nang gumawa nun eh. I-check mo yung path nila, yung patterns, yung behavior na ginawa nila para at least susundan mo na lang. Right? And make the decision to actually put in the work to get there. Next naman, environment. I've worked with some clients, I think a couple of months ago. Ang nagiging concern nila was where they are right now. Kung nasan sila nakatira or saan yung position ng kwarto nila. Minsan kasi ang nagiging bottleneck, yung workstation nila, nandun din katabi nung sa anak nila. So, sa work niya, kailangan niya ng medyo focus and attention, peace and quiet. Unfortunately, the work area is like also playpen. I mean, doon naglalaro yung anak niya eh, sa tabi niya eh. So, every time that he gets the focus that he needs, ang nangyayari is napuputol palagi dahil biglang iiyak yung bata, right? Now, the suggestion was to actually go outside, change the location of work, right? Tingin nyo ano yung naging resulta. Once the person changed the location where they worked, tahimik, tama, he got more work done. Right? So, malaking bagay din yung influence nung area. I mean, if you have a location that makes you feel at peace, makes you feel happy, makes you feel tranquility, right? Saan yung mga location na yun? And use that location to actually influence your mood. There are places that could make you feel very, very productive. Saan yun? Check within yourself so that you could actually find that location. And in NLP terms, of course, yes, this is what we call anchor. Pero again, for this topic, let's look at it as a thing or a place that could influence our thoughts and our mood. Okay, so meron tayong environment. Next thing that you could consider is the things that you consume. Food, di ba? Food. So, tingnan natin, ano ba yung kinakain mo? Minsan, di ba, may kinain kang sira na pala. It could influence your stomach, di ba? Imbis na nakafocus ka dun sa ibang ginagawa mo, biglang sasakit yung tiyan mo, hassle yun. Right? There are lots of things that could influence our thoughts also, lalo na pag meron tayong mga kinakain. Kaya meron mga dietitian na meron silang specific na meal plans, right? To enhance your mood, meron din. Diba? Serotonin, may mga ganong pagkain eh. Pero ang next din natin na pag-uusapan dito is what do you see on social media? Kasama yan dun sa what do you consume eh. Now, for most people, they spend like almost more than half a day on social media, lalo na kung yun yung trabaho mo. Scrolling on TikTok, scrolling on Instagram and Facebook and probably Twitter or Reddit, diba? And what are you consuming? Because all of these stuff that you're reading and watching influences the way you think. A book that you've read has influenced probably the way who you are now. Right? Meron mga bagay na nakikita natin sa social media that triggers us, that makes us feel bad or feel envious of something, feel angry. I remember this time nung politics, diba? Nung election. There were lots of friends, like different sides, getting angry at the other person because of just what they said or what they see on social media. Sobrang triggered. Then nandito na, nagkaroon na ng mga canceling-canceling. Nagde-delita na sila. Ng ano, unfriend na, FO na, friendship over na, no? Pero it's also a way to actually control what you see, what you consume. One thing that I've told some of my mentees and coaches is that check your feed. Kasi ngayon, pwede mo nang i-control yung news feed mo eh. There are ads that like, wala namang sense sa'yo. You could just, you know, remove it. This is not for me. Pwede mo nang tanggalin yan. There are also posts from people. Check how you feel. When you're scrolling on your feed and then you see a friend posting something that's not aligned with you, instead of unfriending, one thing that I do is snooze. Parang 30 days, di ba? Kung hindi ko nafe-feel tong pinupost niya sa stories niya or na parang meron akong na iingit ako or nababadtrip ako sa bagong mukha niya. May ganun eh. May ganun eh, di ba? what I do is like snooze it. Kasi I want to shed some light to this na parang iba yung feeling ngayon, lalo na social media age na ngayon, di ba? Na pag nag-unfriend ka ng tao, medyo masakit. Medyo, uy, ba't ako na-unfriend? Eh, kaibigan ko to eh. Ba't ako in-unfriend, right? So, ang daming papasok sa isip, magkakaroon ng tampuhan. Dati, wala naman issue yun. Kung in-unfriend ka sa social media, wala lang, okay lang. Pero right now, social media is like tied to us already. It has a strong hold on us. It's super influence yan. Right? So, putting a person on like snooze would work. Hindi naman nila malalaman yun. Pero what I'm saying is you controlling what you're seeing. So for Facebook, yeah, for Instagram, yeah, you could like unfollow kung sobrang hindi talaga aligned sa'yo, you could unfollow. And then for like TikTok, what I do is feeding the algorithm. What do I mean by feeding the algorithm? I think I talked about this on the previous episode. Feeding the algorithm means that you just specifically like certain content. You could search for certain content, like it, stay put ka ng mga more than 30 seconds so that you could tell the system that you want to consume more of this content. Same with YouTube. Nagbibigay sila ng recommended videos for you to watch, di ba? So as the more you go deeper and deeper into that rabbit hole, yun lang yung papakita nila sa'yo. My TikTok feed, it's more of like spirituality, it's more of like crypto, it's more of motivation, it's more of mindset, hypnosis, how to work with the mind. It's more on hacks, it's more on marketing, because that's what I'm feeding my TikTok. So every time I scroll, it is something very, very interesting for me because I get to learn something new every day, right? And because I get to learn something new every day, I get to share these learnings that I've understood to the people that I work with or the people that I get to influence. It's a very, very nice thing. Let's connect this to the main topic. Some music naman, what you listen to. There, it's really weird that when you feel like malungkot, tama, minsan lalo ka pang makikinig ng mga malulungkot na kanta. Nag-break up, na busted, right? And then you listen to more love songs. Instead of like being happy, listening to happy music, you more or less consume more content about sadness and loneliness for some reason. Di ko rin ma-explain. Di ko rin ma-explain. Siguro magtanong kayo sa mga psychologist to explain that. Pero yeah, that's really, really, I'm really curious about that. Pero here's the thing. Ano yung mga music na could give you a certain feeling? For example, you want to feel more productive, what kinds of music can help you? Siguro, list down mo yun. Or gumawa ka ng playlist, productive playlist, di ba? Meron din, di ba, pag nag-exercise ka, nag-gym ka, meron din specific na music that could, like, raise your heart rate, di ba? So, yeah. So, if you know what influences you and what influences your mood, you can probably control yourself more. And this is by understanding yourself more. Right? That's why this is self-talk. So again, balik tayo dun sa music that influences you. So list down for anong feeling yung mga gusto mo. So for feeling of happiness, list down like 5 songs. Create a playlist for that. Kung mas marami pa, then nice. Kung gusto mong magising or maging productive, listen to like yung iba. They listen to like brown noise. For some, they listen to lo-fi music. They listen to anime music. It really depends. Iba-iba ang tao eh. Iba-iba ang tao. So, other stuff, yan, okay yan. Next is, like, nasabi ko na, yung sa TikTok, yan, how you feed. So, social media nyo. Next is, like, series or movies. Yan. So, i-check nyo rin. Depende yan dun sa gusto ninyong ma-feel. So if you have you pinpointed a feeling na gusto mo for the day, you could watch like a movie that could just make you feel good on a day na sobrang stressed ka. So, Hassel, di ba? Yung sobrang stressed ka na, tapos pag-uwi mo, maglalaro ka ng game like called Elden Ring na sobrang hirap. So, stress ka na nga, na-stress ka pa rin dun sa laro. Stress na yung buong araw mo. Right? So, do the opposite. If you're stressed, do something that would make you feel relaxed or make you feel good, make you feel better. Right? So, having like playlist that could help you relax, that's one thing. Watching a movie that's like chill lang or slice of life, right? A movie that makes you laugh, that could be one thing that could change the tone of your day. So influence pa rin yan eh. Influence pa rin yan eh. Now, let's go to the other side of things. Kasi what we talked with earlier is the environment, no? Yung outside influence sa'yo on how you make your decisions, right? So isa-isahin ulit natin, no? Mga tao sa paligid mo, lalo na yung mga sobrang dikit sa'yo, like parents mo, your partner, your girlfriend, boyfriend, kapatid mo. These are strong influences eh. Right? Next in line dyan, yung mga nakakausap mo sa labas, yung mga workmates mo, schoolmates mo, yung mga nakakasalubong mo sa kanto, what you see on social media, mga artista, yan eh, outside influences na yan. So, be aware of what influences you. Okay? Maliban sa environment, what you listen to, yan. What you consume, so pagkain, what you listen to, yan, music, di ba? And what you watch, yan, mga movies din, mga movies. So if you get to be more aware of what influences you, it gives you more power and more control. Now, let's go to the other side of things. What you influence naman. It's like a tricky thing eh. I mean, look at this. You listening to me right now, this is also a form of influence. Your thoughts get to be molded. Your behavior gets to like work with different paradigm, a different scenario. At ang goal ko kasi dito sa podcast na to is to pull people from like regular thought. I want to help people get new options, be more aware of themselves so that they could create better decisions one thought at a time. Okay? So again, punta tayo dito ah. Notice your body language. Right now, what are you communicating to people? 'Di ba? Kung titingnan mo sa isang conversation, a simple movement ng pag-cross lang ng kamay, it sends a signal to the other person na parang, uy, negative body language yan. Nakasimangot, right? By simply shifting your body language, it's already influencing the other person on how he perceives you. So now, notice your body language. What's your current posture? What's your posture nung kausap mo yung client mo or yung kaibigan mo kanina? Notice your movement. Notice what you've worn. Ano yung mga suot mo nung lumabas ka? When you went to a Zoom meeting, ano yung background mo? What are you communicating? What's the frame? What's the anchor? Tama. What are y yun eh. Awareness. Look at yourself right now. Kung titingnan mo yung sarili mo sa salamin ngayon, what are you communicating consciously and what are you communicating subconsciously? This is you influencing your environment and other people around you. May choice ka eh. You could wear like a polo shirt or a polo or a sando and that changes the perception nung kausap mo. Pumunta ka ng meeting na nakasando, that changes something. Perception. And how they treat you also. Right? Okay. Now, what you communicate subconsciously. Conscious, subconscious, 'di ba? Conscious yung alam natin eh. Subconscious minsan hindi natin papansin 'yan eh. So, one thing that we want to work with muna is to make the subconscious conscious. And as yun yung medyo tricky doon eh. And as we get to work with yung mga bagay na hindi natin alam at malaman natin, ngayon aware na tayo, ang susunod natin gagawin is to repeat and repeat and repeat so that it becomes automatic and then it becomes subconscious naman. Okay? Okay, here's the thing. We have mannerisms and habits. For example, in this like podcast or like people that you get to listen to on a public setting, they have like mannerisms. Like yung iba, yung iba naman merong specific movements, meron yung iba nag-i-sway sila, yung iba nanginginig. Tama? Most of the time, hindi nila alam yun. Now, bakit ko sinabi na make the unconscious conscious? If we have people around us that could give us feedback to make us aware of these things na hindi natin alam, we could now make something out of it. We could now change it if needed. So, ulitin ko ah, the subconscious conscious. Ngayon, alam na natin na meron tayong mga mannerisms na hindi nag-work for us. Right? So, ang next thing naman doon is to be conscious enough to change it, and then pag nabago na natin siya, masasanay na tayo doon hanggang sa maging unconscious na siya. Natin na ginagawa, automatic na siya. Imagine mo, pag nagbibisikleta ka or sa mga taong nagbisikleta, alam niyo yun eh. You start with pag upo niyo sa bisikleta, hindi naman kaagad umandar yung bisikleta eh. 'Di ba? Uunahin mo muna yung right. Hindi ka pa magbabalance eh. Ang dami pang iniisip eh. Pero once na natuto ka na, nakapag-pedal ka na, gumalaw na yung bisikleta tuloy-tuloy, tama, it becomes subconscious already. Hindi mo na kailangan isipin, iniisip, tinitingnan mo na lang yung daan, dire-diretso. Hindi mo na iniisip yung pedal eh. Same with breathing. It's automatic. Right? But if you will it, now, tulad ito, kung papakinggan mo yung suggestion na to, you could now shift your breathing to become conscious. Like inhale and exhale. And now, while you're conscious breathing, biglang tumigil yung hinga mo. Hinga ka ulit. Okay. Kasi naging conscious na yung breathing mo eh by me suggesting it. Right? Now, siguro it would take a couple of seconds before it becomes unconscious ulit. Right? So, what we want to work with is control. Because with understanding this stuff, you become more aware of it and you have more power to actually influence not just the people around you, but yourself. Again, ganito yan, ah. Be aware of what influences your behavior, what influences your mood, what influences your decisions. Tama? Like yung sinabi ko kanina, yan, uulitin ko yan. Kailangan ko i-recap yan eh. Yung mga tao sa paligid mo, yung kinoconsume mo, diba? What you listen to, very, very important yan. Be aware of those. Next is be aware of the people you influence. Notice your body language. Notice how you bring yourself, how you present yourself to other people. Notice yung pananamit mo, yung amoy mo, yung perfume na ginamit mo, di ba? Ang laking bagay nito eh, because this could work with their perception of you. And maganda kung if they see you as a person of authority, you demonstrate authority, you demonstrate higher value, you demonstrate confidence. Tama, ang laking bagay din nun eh. And that's a good thing. You demonstrate leadership. And that's a nice thing. And as you get more aware of this, lalo na sa mga pakikinig na itong mga session natin dito, kaya nga, hindi ko na sinabing episode eh. Sinabi ko na session. It's like, the goal for this podcast, it's like a mix of like therapy and a coaching session in where we just talk and work with solutions, suggestions, and options that may add to your arsenal. Episode 4 natin, pinag-usapan natin tools and like techniques and tricks, tips, tama? So if you have more options, marami kang wisdom na baon dyan, when you get to talk to like people in front of you or people you influence, marami kang masasabi. These thoughts, these insights could lead them, the people around you, to like a better place if you really want to help them. Right? And yeah, last thing, having more control over yourself is a power in itself. Kita kits. Cheers.
remember to always add value to yourself. Love yourself more. Because syempre, you deserve it. Yung attention mo is so, so, so much appreciated dito. Thank you for listening. And if you learned something from this episode, make sure to follow me on my Facebook page, syempre sa Instagram din, saka sa TikTok, to catch all the latest insights, workshops, and interviews. And syempre, if you see yourself needing more for one-on-one coaching or even team workshops, feel free to message me on my page. Cheers!